staff. I'm Patrick Campion for 89.1 WEMU News. And one of the things I'm very proud to do here on the campus of Eastern Michigan University is work with students on news reporting projects. This semester, we got to work with Natalia Escalante. She presented a report on the Children's Institute on EMU's campus and the work they're doing to help children in our community learn healthier eating lifestyles. Here now is Natalia's report on WEMU.
The Children's Institute, a daycare and preschool on Eastern Michigan University's campus, decided to incorporate a nutrition and physical activity program to their curriculum this fall. They joined the National Kidney Foundation's program called Reggie's Rainbow Adventure. Reggie's Rainbow is a 7-week program where the kids visited different colored islands following Reggie, a broccoli superhero. Each week, the children read a story about the island they visited that week. They got a chance to enjoy the fruits and vegetables that they were learning about in their classrooms. The healthy living at the Children's Institute did not just end in the classroom, it reached out to the families and the community. Once a week for the 7 weeks, the Children's Institute hosted a fresh produce market that featured fresh fruits and vegetables from the colored islands the children visited that week. Christine Finch, the director at the Children's Institute, was a huge part of bringing this to the school and went above and beyond to make this experience great for everyone.
I saw a fresh produce market at the Student Center, and then I thought that was a really neat idea. And then when I working with the National Kidney Foundation with Reggie's Rainbow, I just thought, what a neat idea to try and incorporate a produce market with Reggie's Rainbow, so that as the kids are learning about fruits and vegetables with the different colors of the rainbow, families can have an opportunity through the fresh produce market to purchase items of the colors of the rainbow as well. So not only would the kids be learning about different fruits and vegetables, so would the parents. So kind of twofold.
I met with Gary Thompson, one of the teachers working at the Children's Institute. This year makes his 15th year teaching there, and he explains why he thinks this was a good idea to bring to their school.
Well, I think it's important for the kids to learn about good foods and what they can eat, because kids today eat a lot of junk food, and they're not exposed to programs that teach them about healthy food and what the advantages of healthy food are. They're not as physically active as some of the other kids are.
Healthy living is important to learn at a young age. It can help break the gap from school and home. Thompson noticed that healthy living can be an issue for some kids and families. It's important to break this gap, especially at a young age.
And we try to educate the parents, too. We give them the things to try at home and have them try different kinds of foods. A lot of the kids at first don't want to try the new foods, but when they see their friends doing it, they'll start doing it more, and they'll start trying more things, and the more things they try, the more things they find that they like. Same kind of thing with the parents. A lot of the parents are, my child will never try that, or my child will never eat that. But the peer pressure helps, and when they try a lot of new things, they find that they like new things.
The Children's Institute had a goal of having the children eating fruits and vegetables of the color of the island they were visiting that week. This goal was pretty successful, and I got to see that for myself. A color chart with the kids' names was in each classroom, and children received a colored check mark for trying those fruits and vegetables. They also earned color bands from the check marks and got to take them home to show and educate their families. Each week, the children read a new story about Reggie's adventure.
But we try to read in a group setting 2 or 3 times a week.
How can they help? I don't know what he can eat.
Let's find out. The story will tell us. Casey Carrot gave Reggie a pepper and a peach. What island is Casey Carrot from?
Orange.
Orange. Senor Cabbage took Reggie for a run on the beach.
Can she eat banana?
What island was Senor Cabbage from?
Green.
Green. Ms. Purple Fig offered cabbage because it is good for you.
Chartwells runs the dining service at the school. They agreed to participate with the school in a fresh produce market.
They supply us the fruits and vegetables. We pay at cost, and then we set the prices. So the difference between what we have to pay Chartwells and what we're charging families then goes into our scholarship account to help families afford to come here.
For the 7 weeks of the fresh produce market, the Children's Institute averaged about $50 to $60 a week that went towards scholarships. This went well with it being their first time trying this concept. Next time, they hope to earn more money to put towards scholarships. This location for a fresh produce market is convenient for those a part of the university, the community, and parents walking by as they pick up their kids at the end of the day. The parking grants easy in and out access.
It's very convenient to walk by and say, oh, wow, let's look. And I had one family one night. Oh, my wife makes a great soup with turnips. And so he bought fresh turnips. And then they might see a horned melon or a kiwano that they've never seen before. And they're asking questions, well, what is that? And I say, well, your child ate it in the classroom and they really liked it. So they would buy one to try at home. So they're learning too.
Recipes were provided to parents, and one of those recipes was for acorn squash. Families were shown how to cut and prepare these dishes. Families were introduced to fruits and vegetables that they may have not have had as much knowledge about before. I talked to a mother of one of the kids, Sarah Brish. She also had another child that previously attended the school. It was nice to hear how the program has continued in her home.
They can teach their parents a little something, so it's a little source of pride for the kids. And then as parents, we're like, oh, they've tried something new that I did not offer, and they liked it, so let's keep using that at home. And I think when they're around their peers, they're more likely to want to try new things. I don't serve beets at home. I came in to pick up my daughter, and she's like, I tried beets today. I like them. And I went, it's not something she would have normally have tried at home. They did their 2 thank you bites just to try it. I can't get them to do that at home normally, so that's something now I can try. A lot of times a teacher can get them to do things I can't. Mm-hmm. We've already started kind of picking out newer fruits and vegetables to bring home, mm-hmm. and I'm considering how I might actually cook beets. Okay. New territory for me.
Exercise. How do we exercise? What can we do to exercise?
Punch.
That's one way to exercise. Boxing is an exercise.
Or maybe jumping
is an exercise. What other exercises did Reggie do on the island?
Push-ups
is an exercise. What else? What about using a hula hoop? Is that good exercise?
Mm-hmm. I don't know how to do it.
There are lots of things we can do and get good exercise.
Next semester, the Children's Institute may be hosting more fresh produce markets. Finch told me it was a lot of work to host every week, so in the future it might be twice a month instead of every week. They would like to open it up to the community and involve them more. Staff said educating families and their reactions made this experience worthwhile. For more information about upcoming fresh produce markets, you can email the Children's Institute at emu.ci@emish.edu or call 734-487-2348.
Thanks to Natalia Escalante, a junior at Eastern Michigan University, for putting together this report. You can find the pictures she took and more details at WEMU.org.